Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm very excited today. We have Kelly Roach with us. Kelly is a former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive turned business growth strategist. Kelly's best known for helping business owners and leaders around the world make a 6- and 7-figure leaps in their businesses with superior strategy, systems, and most importantly, building winning teams. Kelly is a best-selling author and the host of the top-rated podcast, Unstoppable Success Radio, where she works tirelessly to help entrepreneurs discover the fastest, most efficient path to cross the not-so-easy, not-so-obvious bridge to entrepreneurial freedom. It is my pleasure today to welcome Kelly to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, Kelly, this is exciting. So why don't you just fill us in some of the gaps from your bio and tell us a little bit more about yourself, your journey, and kind of where you are today?
Sure. Well, wife and mom first. So I have a 4.5-year-old daughter named Madison. And so she's definitely the focal point of our lives right now. And in terms of my journey, it has been an amazing one. Lots of high highs and low lows and ups and downs and all arounds. But very thankful to have the opportunity that I do today to serve the way that I do. And I'm just hugely passionate about helping people to achieve financial freedom. And I really believe that building and growing your own business online is the best way to do that. And for me, the family first portion of things is really essential. And so that's why I value so much the tools that we all have access to and the resources available to us. And I love teaching them to entrepreneurs because it really is the best time in history with live streaming and being able to run your business from your iPhone to be able to do very, very well financially, you know, without having to, you know, travel the world or even leave your home office if you don't want to.
Right. So tell us a little bit about this journey. That's exciting. You're the first guest I've had that's been a former NFL cheerleader. So that's definitely unique. But then you were a Fortune 500 executive turned business growth strategist. So like, tell us a little bit about kind of that road and how you made changes throughout that. Like what prompted some of your decisions, and especially in owning your own business today?
Yeah, definitely. So working for the Fortune 500, I was promoted 7 times in 8 years. So I was basically doing business growth strategy there as well. I was coaching, training, mentoring, teaching salespeople. My job was to grow the profit and accelerate growth I had 17 locations and a team of 100 people. And I loved it. I was hugely passionate about the work that I was doing. You know, mostly I love helping other people to succeed, you know, but for me, when I kind of dialed the clock forward and looked at where that career path was going, it wasn't going to take me where I ultimately wanted to be in my life. I want to be traveling for fun with my family, not traveling on a plane, you know, getting back in the middle of the night and waking up at the crack of the dawn next morning, you know, for board meetings and that kind of thing. So for me, at the end of the day, the decision to go out on my own was really, it just came down to quality of life. And it also came down to income. You know, I was producing millions and millions of dollars for profits for this company. And not only did it not feel great that I wasn't compensated in alignment with that, but it also didn't feel great because I wasn't making the impact in the world that I knew I could be if I took that skill set and focused it in on entrepreneurs and small business owners. And so for me, it was a combination of quality of life, wanting to be able to put my family first, wanting to be able to earn the income that I deserved, and really wanting to be able to fulfill my purpose and serve and make a difference. And, you know, that's why I started working with small business owners. So I started off working one-to-one, you know, with small business owners. Then I got into courses. Then I launched group coaching programs. Then I launched my mastermind, started doing VIP days, then speaking. And, you know, kind of the rest is history from there. I have a great team in place today. I'm very blessed to work with some amazing people. And, you know, I love what I do. And I'm passionate, you know, about waking up in the morning and serving every single day.
Well, that is incredible. That's awesome. And that's exactly what I was looking for. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So tell us then a little bit about your business today. And then how has that shaped your lifestyle? As you know, obviously that was your desire and the goal and to do that. But how's it shaped your lifestyle today?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think the most important thing, and I know I already mentioned it like five times, but I think the most important thing is, you know, not compromising my first priority in life, which is quality time with my family right now, you know, in order to be financially successful and to build a booming business. And, you know, I think one of the downfalls of corporate life, which I really respect and value my past experience in the corporate world, so I've never knocked that, but, you know, you're not building anything. You know, whereas yep. with your own business, you know, now I have a team that sells and they market and they serve and, you know, they're out there doing the work alongside me. And we have a small little army that's, you know, working together towards this mission. And I don't have to be in it and on it all day, every day in order to get paid. And, you know, with running group programs and masterminds and that type of thing, you have a scalable entity that you can continue to work to build and grow your recurring revenue. And it doesn't necessarily require any more of your time besides doing the selling piece of things. So, you know, I think the biggest distinction is going from like waking up at the beginning of the month and starting over from nothing, you know, in a job versus having something that you can really build and then, you know, over time scale and be able to be present with your family while you do it.
Oh, fantastic. And I couldn't agree more. So that is awesome. And you can't ever say it enough, right? I mean, if that is what your mission is and that's what you ultimately are doing, I think it's easy. And I think I love it that you're repeating it because it's easy to say and pay lip service to, but then you get down in the rabbit holes of life and working with business. Even when you are an entrepreneur and you're working with other businesses, I even found myself in this situation, maybe kind of taking on too many clients and maybe not having the right clients that really, if I can only have so many, but I found myself being like, gosh, I've got all these, my business is growing, I've got all these clients, and I'm not really spending the time with my family like I always have said mm-hmm. I wanted to. And then I had to take a look, and I've been doing this for 25 years. So it doesn't mean you're never exempt from it happening, right? And so I've had to take a really strong look and say, okay, here's my parameters, here are my limits, because when I cross these limits, then this takes me away from what I truly want to be doing. And that is having a good balanced life of, you know, work and family and enjoying the income that you earn, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is so important to be so crystal clear on your mission and your value system, because I think especially with what's going on online today, you can easily confuse yourself into pursuing someone else's dream and being very, very unhappy with the outcome. And that's why having that fierce clarity around what matters to you is so important, because it could look completely different than the person right next to you that's building a business in the similar space that you are. And you don't want to be the Me Too marketer or the Me Too trying to do what they're doing, because you're going to sign up for something you're not going to be happy with.
My gosh, that is so true. Absolutely true. And I remember when I was first starting out as a speaker, I had told the person who was helping to book me, she said, how much do you want to speak in a month? And I said, you know, 8 would be preferable. I'll do as much as 10 speaking engagements in a month, but I don't want to do any more than that. And she booked me solidly at 8 to 10 speaking engagements a month, and life was happy. And there was another lady in my same space that was fairly competitive. And all of a sudden she was doing like 20 engagements a month, and they weren't as well attended, but I started getting like, oh my gosh. And she's speaking here and she's speaking here and look at this calendar. And finally the lady booking me said, okay, I can do that for you if you want. But I understood that's not what you wanted. I understood that that was not our goal. In fact, we are meeting and exceeding our goal every single month. And you seem pretty happy. Do you really want to be unhappy? Because I can up it here, but I don't know that that's what you really want to do, or if you're just looking at what she's doing. And I'm like, you know what? Oh my gosh. And I'm so glad she had the sense to say that to me, because I was getting wrapped up that, oh my gosh, I'm not doing as much as her. I'm not moving as fast as her. When in reality, I was doing everything that I wanted to do, and our business has continued to sustain where she's no longer in business.
Yes. So,
you know, but you do get caught up in what other people are doing or what looks like I want to chase that versus what my values are and what I want for my life. And then as I had a third child after I'd already had two grown children, and I had to say to her, you know what, this is the most important thing for me right now, so take it down to 4 to 6. And yes. And then we stuck to that, and I had a very good business still. Like, it is amazing when you really put your values first.
It really is. And, you know, it's what you said there already, the sustainability, right? So one of the things that I'm most passionate about is helping business owners build sustainable businesses. And too many times, I think people sign themselves up for things that are wholly unsustainable, whether it's because it's not energetically something that they truly want to be doing, or because they're just juggling too much, or they're just overextending themselves. You know, you don't need to do that to build a successful business. Yes, hard work, but smart work, and also work that's actually in alignment with you. Like Madison's first couple of years, I did zero speaking engagements, zero, even though I love speaking. I love getting out on stages and being in front of people, but I didn't want to be traveling all over the place. I didn't want to be away from my family. And now that she's older and she's getting ready to go into, full-time preschool next year, she's been home with my husband the first couple of years. Now I'm like, all right. So I told my team, I'm like, go ahead, book away. Cause now I feel like we're in a strong, stable place to do that. But I think it's so important to have the courage and confidence to make those decisions that way and be proud of the decisions that you make that are right for you and your family.
Absolutely. So tell us then what you feel two of your greatest skill sets are that have helped you succeed in having your own business.
Well, I would say the number one, first and foremost, above anything else, is discipline. I believe discipline is at the root of all success, and it's certainly what I've seen in business for myself and with all of the people that I've had the opportunity to help all over the world over the last couple of years, since 2012 when I started my own business. Discipline is really the make or break factor. It's not talent. It's not skill set. It's not even desire, because there's a lot of people that want to succeed but don't have the discipline to execute the hard things that don't come naturally for them. Right? So I think discipline is the number one. I think the number two is perseverance. It's recognizing that you can't take things personally. You're going to have success, and then you're going to have a failure, and then a success and a failure. And through the failure, you learn. And through the success, you push through to the next success,
Yep.
So I think those two things are huge. Yeah.
Very good. So what are a couple of your most outstanding accomplishments, or something that's super meaningful for you that you've had throughout your career?
Sure. Well, for me, definitely retiring my husband so he could be home full time with my daughter. That was probably one of the most important decisions of my life. And it's something that my husband and I had talked about when we were dating before we even got married, or, found out I was pregnant with Madison, that we didn't want to put our kids in daycare. So that has been one of my most proud accomplishments. And she's just turned out to be just the most amazing little girl you could ever meet. And, I see so much of her development that's come from, her being home with us. So I think that's something I'm very proud of. I think, just building a debt-free lifestyle, having our house paid off, like really living what I teach. I'm very proud of that. And I'm very proud of the client successes. I'm proud of the clients that were able to pay off school loans and get out of debt and pay cash for their kids' Christmas gifts and, buy the beach house. And, I'm proud of the fact that the work that I'm doing in the world is translating back to have a positive impact in people's lives each day.
Wonderful. That's great. So then on the opposite of that, do you have an interesting story or a challenge or obstacle that you faced, and then how you worked through that?
Yeah, well, I always share that, we fail at things certainly every single day. I think I've cultivated my team's mindset to understand that everything's a test, right? And you use a test to validate what works and what doesn't. And, you don't go all in on anything until you've, vetted it out. So, we certainly have had, we've had failed launches, we've had webinars with zero attendees. I could go down the list. I would say everything that we do today that we do successfully, we first failed at it. That's probably the best way that I can put it. We've had every failure you can think of, and it was through those failures that we were able to learn, okay, that didn't work. Now let's try it again this way. Now let's try it again this way. And you keep working at it and working at it until you get it.
That's great. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Well, I think it's being really invested in what you're doing. You know, like for me right now, I'm completely present here with you. Like I'm invested in this conversation. I'm happy to be here. I'm present with you. I'm not thinking about what I just did and I'm not thinking about what I'm about to do. And so to me, working from your happy place is being truly invested and present in what you're doing minute to minute, day to day. And it's doing the work that you feel you're truly called to do in the world. Right? It's showing up and working every day to be a better version of yourself. And, you know, I can't say that I flawlessly do that every day, but I definitely am working towards that. And I'm always working to try to be a better version of myself and improve on being present and truly invested in what I'm doing in each moment.
That's great. So what advice would you give to others who are saying, you know, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to own my own business.
Well, first of all, I would say it's not for everyone. I would say, first of all, it's not for everyone. And second of all, if it is for you, it's the best decision you'll ever make. So, and so let me like further explain what I mean by that. You know, entrepreneurship, when people get into entrepreneurship, they think they're going to do that thing that they love, right? They think they're going to spend their days doing that craft or that skill or that passion of theirs. And then you get into entrepreneurship and you quickly learn that entrepreneurship is 80%, you know, doing all the other stuff, being the CEO of your business, marketing, selling, you know, training a team, putting out fires, you know, all of that, right? So, you know, 80% of what you're doing has nothing to do with that craft. And truly building your own business is not really even about doing the craft. It's about managing an entity and managing people to be able to deliver a product or service exceptionally well. So I think it's, if you want to do the thing, go do the thing working for someone else so that you can do the thing. If you want to become a leader and you want to be a CEO and you want to manage lots of moving pieces and you want to, you know, really understand leveraging people and, you know, strategy and sales and marketing, then absolutely go into business for yourself. And like I said, it will be the best decision you ever made.
Don't you think, because this is a really, people ask me my advice on this all the time. And so you touched on some really great points right there. And so I think let's kind of go down a few rabbit holes with this. But I absolutely agree that people get an idea that they're really good at something and then they want to do that. So they want to start their own business, like a bake shop, for example, or a florist. And because they're very creative or they like baking, and then they suddenly have to do all those other tasks and they don't really like that. And in two particular cases I know personally of individuals, they've ended up hiring out the creativity part to somebody else because all the other things required so much more of their time. So they not only ended up not doing what they love, they just weren't doing it at all. So it's very challenging. So my advice is always, if you think you really love doing something, go do it for somebody else to sort of master that craft. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And as you kind of transition in slowly, maybe, of doing this business. And then there are people that want to transition into being an entrepreneur, but they can't leave that income. So they still are working full-time jobs. So do you have advice for those individuals?
Yeah, I mean, I think I always recommend that you start off on the side, you know, to really vet out and see whether what you're doing is what you want to dedicate your life to. You know, I think that it's smart to have financial runway, to have, you know, padding when you get started so that you make the best quality decisions and so that you're not making decisions out of fear or feeling like you have to, but that you can really be strategic and smart about what you're doing. So I think that is the perfect place to start.
Absolutely. And then on the other side of that, what kind of advice would you give for finding, maybe being true to yourself in that? So you've decided, okay, I'm going to own this business. I'm going to be the CEO of my own company. But like finding the people to do the things that aren't necessarily your strong suit, right? Instead of thinking I have to do it all. And still being able to do the part of it that you love. So like finding that right team. Would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have my entire mastermind is dedicated to helping people build a winning team and to get them generating profit. I am a firm believer that behind every dream is a winning team. My team is everything to me, and recruiting and training new people and planning for our people strategy and our hiring process is one of my most important jobs as a CEO. I think it's one of the most important jobs of any CEO, if not the most important job. I think a great place to start is with outsourcing, but I think eventually your business will outgrow that as well. You know, I think that in the beginning, it's okay to outsource, but I think once you're really ready to scale, you have to begin building enough of a relationship and trust and commitment from people that are, you know, working for you, quote unquote, that this is their career. This is their passion. This is the centerpiece of their life, not, you know, oh, this person's working 10 hours for me and another, you know, 15 clients too, and we're one of, you know, because that's a great way for businesses to get stuck also. And I think there's a lot of like mindset work around that for people, just getting themselves comfortable making that investment. But if you truly commit to doing the work of coaching and training and, you know, engaging your staff, then you will be able to make money, you know, having them. It's not going to actually cost you money. You just have to be patient enough to like work through that process the right way.
Absolutely. So we're going to go to kind of exciting things you're working on here in just a minute and how people can find you. But why don't you, because I know for people listening, and this is the one big question that they all have, just give our listeners a little bit more idea of if people were looking for your services, like some of the exact same things that you do, and what kind of person would be looking for your help?
Sure. Well, I specialize in helping service-based business owners to scale by building a team and putting systems in place in their business. So if you run a service-based business and you've been doing a lot of one-to-one work, you know, with clients, and you're ready to build a team and go one-to-many and build groups and really kind of stop kind of trading dollars for hours, you know, I'm a great person to help with that. Or if you have a team already, but your team is not producing profits for you, you don't have an effective sales system in place, they're not closing clients, they're not marketing effectively, and they're costing you money instead of making you money, you know, I'm the person to help with that. So I teach a lot of different online strategies for growth. And, you know, my goal is really helping the business owner get focused as much of their time as possible on that genius zone, and then building the right team around them to do all of the other things that are in support of that.
All right. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners would enjoy? And then if you wouldn't mind closing with, how can people find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my new book comes out on October 3rd, and it is called Bigger Than You. It's the Entrepreneur's Playbook for Building a Winning Team. And that is really breaking down step by step, you know, each and every phase that you will need to go through as a CEO, small business owner, to go from being the super employee in your business to the CEO and to get your team producing profits for you. So if you want to be on the early notification list for that, you can text in Bigger Than You to 44222. It's all one word, just Bigger Than You to 44222. And if you just want to connect and learn more about how I'm helping entrepreneurs grow their businesses and scale and achieve their income and lifestyle goals, definitely Unstoppable Success Radio is a great place to start. We have episodes released 3 times a week, and I love taking listener written in questions. So I would love to hear from anyone that we have listening today.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, Kelly, gosh, thank you so much for your time today. You had so many really gold nuggets there that I hope our listeners will go back to and listen to again. And thank you so much for being part of Work From Your Happy Place.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a great conversation.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.